Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm joined on the podcast today by Yeso GD, author of the new novel, Tale Book One, Knowledge. Kirkus Reviews wrote about the novel, a gripping and swiftly paced mystical tale primed for a sequel. Yeso, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your new novel, Tale Book One, Knowledge, how would you describe the novel?
Follow the journeys of two young men whose lives are forever changed when they are thrown into the mystical side of the African continent. A mystical world that you challenge and question everything they know about the world. So they love to work with the weak and sometimes with the help of others to be able to achieve their goal. Tale speaks of the world. It speaks of the thought process, the philosophy, and he explores the side of the African continent that's barely approachable, questionable, or maybe far from mortal grass. It is an introduction to the fantastical yet broad and varied culture of the African continent.
Well, I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to writing Tale Book One, Knowledge?
Yes. I remember when I was in Morocco, because I went there to study telecommunication. So I was there for about a year. And the idea came for me to write the story about an African culture. I've always been drawn to African story and African culture, but I didn't have the chance to focus on it. So when the idea came and I moved to India to continue my studies, I thought that would be the perfect time to start writing. So it is based on my observation of the world and the many subjects developed through it that I wanted to explore. So it was just an occasion for me to dive into the African narrative colossal country.
Well, I'm curious, what was your writing journey that led you to writing and getting this novel published? Had you written fiction or novels before?
No, I have not. But I've always wanted to write something about Africa. I used to have a lot of, we call it daydreaming, because I used to have a lot of ideas floating in my head about some characters grounded and based in Africa, but I never had the chance to sit properly and start writing. So when I had the chance, I just jumped on it. And with the research that I did on the African culture and the different people living on the continent, it was an occasion, or I'll say a joy for me to be able to use that and write about Africa.
That's great. Well, I know that you've worked as a visual effects artist for TV shows and commercials. Do you think your work as an artist impacted your prose and fiction writing?
I don't know how much my working in the film industry has impacted my writing side. I know it has influenced me, but I don't know to which extent it did. But I know I am the product of all my experiences. So the movie industry in general definitely had some impact on me and probably my writing.
Sure.
I'd say working in the film industry has impacted for certain artistic side. And this is one of the tools I use when building stories. It was that tool that helped me give notes as an artistic note, the technical notes to the artist when came the time
Sure. I'm curious, do you, when you're working, do you ever draw your characters or any of your scenes or settings?
No, not really. But what really happened is when I start thinking about my story, and for me to be able to start writing and put it on paper, I need to make sure, or I'll say it's not even possible for me to write it if I can't see it clearly. And most of the time when I start thinking about it, I have to paint everything around me, from the grass, the character, the people on his nose, everything, before I start putting on paper. And that's where this character is on the book come from. When I start thinking about it, it pictures her of maybe a character or a scenery just flashes and stops. And when it stops, I just keep it in mind so that I can direct the artist for exactly what needs to be drawn on.
Got it. I'm curious, are you working on another novel now?
I am. I have received so many emails from the readers for the next story about Tale that I thought he was better for me to start the second book of Tale book one knowledge. Yes, I've started the story right now. I don't know exactly when I'll be able to finish. I want to make sure that it is as defined and complete as possible, like the first.
Sure. Well, I'm curious, what was your writing process when you were working on Tale Book One Knowledge? Are you someone who does extensive outlining and know where the story is going, or did you just kind of dive into the story and see where it took you?
No, I am the kind of writer that think about the whole story first. I'm not sure, I don't know how many writers do that, but for my process, it is different for me to know exactly where the story is going. Mm-hmm. Now, the same year, I take my time to vision exactly where the character will be, what will be happening, what he will be saying, how he will be moving. So I make sure that every plot of that section is set before I start writing. I will not know exactly complete end, but I will know the broad stroke. And then when I start writing, I can refine based on the way the writing process is going.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Gotcha. Well, I know that a lot of fantasy fiction in the United States and the UK have traditionally been novels set in European or medieval settings. I'm curious, what was your experience of writing a fantasy novel centered on an African perspective?
You mean as a Black writer?
Sure.
What was my experience?
Yeah. Yep.
As a Black writer, I wouldn't be able to say because I'm very, very new into the writing world. So I am sure there are elements that I've experienced that I didn't notice. That a seasoned black writer will have noticed automatically.
Right.
But as a writer in general, yes, there were many challenges. And I think one of the challenges was to be able to reach a wider audience. But I am very grateful because it is happening now a lot more. What it was happening before when the people were reading and enjoying the book and sharing with the fellow readers. But now that the book has received multiple awards, it is starting to get a lot more traction. And I'm just grateful for what's happening right now. I'm focusing on making sure that it continues and that I can deliver a second book in the same kind of feel.
That's great. Well, I'm curious, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels, or even more specifically, you know, if someone's listening who is thinking about, you know, writing a novel centered on an African experience? I'm just curious if there are any, thoughts or advice that you would offer someone.
My process is a bit different, but I will say in general for what worked for me, just take your time. I started the story in 2009. I started writing in 2007. It took me time because I have to make sure that everything is as correct as I want it to be. So say, take your time, take your time to build the story, take your time to build the character. Because they are the one who drive the story. And once you know that you have everything set up, just start writing. There's no point on rushing unless there is a specific goal that you need to achieve while writing the book. So what I wanted to do was to make sure that the book was as good as it can possibly be. So I just took my time. And to be honest, I didn't have all the time of the world, if I can say it like that, because at the same time, I'm working as a visual artist. So I was balancing between two worlds, which were colliding at some point. But yeah, I'll say take your time while you are writing your book. Take also the time to make research about when you will finish the book, what will be the next step for you. Who do you have to contact for publicity? Or who do you have to contact for review? What should you do when the book is finished? All these steps need to be either on paper or set in your mind for you to know exactly what you need to do for your writing.
That's great. Well, what novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Recently, I've been focused on mainly on African scholars, and probably most of them are French. And one of them is Théophile Obenga. But before that, there was this book from an African author, Children of Blood and Bone, an incredible book that I've read. That long ago, it was a great book. But I used to, I tend to lean toward the paper from African scholar most of the time.
Sure.
But when I want to read a fantastical book, for an incredible Western book that I have read when I was in India or in a library close. But yes, that's the way it goes usually. It's just that now it's mostly African scholars for me.
Sure. Well, I'm curious. I mean, it doesn't relate directly to your writing, but I know just from, you know, following the industry that visual effects can be a tough industry to break into. Do you mind telling us, you know, a little bit about your path as a visual effects artist? And you've worked on TV shows that appeared on Netflix and Apple TV and other prominent places. I'm just curious, what was your path from the Ivory Coast to working in digital visual effects?
Sure. As I told before, I have always been a film buff. I love movies. So from Ivory Coast, I wanted to, whatever is technical as a visual effects or something technical in the movie industry. And I've only had that chance when I came to India, because in Morocco, in Africa, I was studying telecommunication. So when I went to India, there was a chance for me to start learning about CGI, which is computer generated imagery. So I took that class, and then later on, I say 2 to 3 years after, I came to Canada when I did 1 year of study in the film and visual effects, and then I started working. It was just, I would say, a very good occasion for me to be able to work on and make sure and experience that with the fellow artists. And I am very glad and grateful that I have had the chance to do that.
That's great. Well, where can people find you online if they want to learn more about you and your novel?
There is a website, the Tane series. It's called they can write virtualseries.com, and it will bring them to the website, and they can connect with me also on Instagram, YesOGD, and on Twitter as well, YesOGD.
That's great. And I'll have a link to those in the show notes as well if someone wants to check you out online. Well, we've been speaking with YesOGD, author of the new novel, Tale, Book 1, Knowledge. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And YesO, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.